Eric, you got a big party coming up September 11th. Not only is it going to be fun, but it's going to be very inspiring. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Tony. Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. Tell me about Stars and Stripes Forever.
This Saturday, September 11th, we are having a concert, and it's being held at the Country Club of Lansing, featuring Lee Greenwood. And the concert itself named Stars and Stripes Forever because the committee that's behind the event wanted to have a community event that specifically thanked our military for what they do and recognized our first responders in the Tri-County area for what they do on a daily basis.
And, of course, Lee Greenwood is world-renowned for performing before the troops after 9/11. He's been spending a lot of his time going around supporting the troops and just, I would guess, reminding America about what happened. And I know you want to celebrate that day on a Saturday.
Correct. You know, it's really a day of remembrance for those who, on that, on that day, lost their lives doing what they do, and that's their job specifically. And here in the Tri-County area, we have first responders, police, fire, and EMS, who on a daily basis, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, really 365 days a year, are there for us and our sometimes biggest time of need. And I know that over the past 3 months of planning this event, it's something became very clear to me is that this community, the first responder community, they have their awards. They have recognition programs within their departments for what they do. But it means so much to them when the community recognizes them for what they do. It makes them feel very appreciated. And I know that I think this is probably one of the first efforts here in the Tri-County area that has been organized as far as the community trying to recognize them for what they do on a daily basis. And this is something that also encompasses a hero campaign that was launched about a month and a half ago, where we sought nominations from the Tri-County area for first responders who went above and beyond their job description and servicing their communities. So we received 17 nominations, and two committees reviewed these nominations, and we will be announcing at the concert the first Tri-County Hero Award recipients. And there will be three of them. And thanks to the Ingham Regional Medical Center, each recipient's department will receive up to a $2,500 grant for new equipment.
All right, Eric. Well, folks can call 975-7100 or go online to startickets.com. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony. Have a great day.